Enterprise Times podcast. My name's Ian Murphy. I'm here with Annalise Dubrovsky, who's Vice President of Product Management at Appian. We're going to talk about Process HQ and about the Data Fabric. Annalise, hello.
Hi, Ian. Great to be here. I am the head of product in our team at Appian, and I focus on data, UI, and process, and how they all come together.
You've made a bunch of big announcements here, one of which has been around Process HQ and Data Fabric. Can you just quickly walk us through, for those who haven't seen the announcements, what they're about and what you're doing?
Yes. Let's start with data and Data Fabric. Data Fabric is where we make it so easy to connect multiple systems together into this one virtual data model, which then contains this related data model across multiple systems. What we've done now, and the tremendous success that we've seen with Data Fabric, which is really exciting, is seeing that productivity and how fast our customers are able to reap value from their existing systems, because they're bringing them together now. They have this data model and all the metadata with that. So that's Data Fabric. What's really exciting now with Process HQ is where we combine and use that data in two ways. One is to now provide self-service Data Fabric analytics on top of that data. Now, end users directly to the business are able to explore or surf the Data Fabric, which until now was really locked in these various systems. Now it's already available. It's connected. That's one way. It's getting that immediate data insights on it. But what's even more exciting is how we can use what we know about process mining and combine that into that same experience and holistic experience now, because you get the data insight, and then we can help you get process insight.
We're going to talk about the data, and we'll come back to the process secondly, if you don't mind. One of our challenges historically, when we've tried to build data lakes and other mechanisms to connect data together, has always been the disparity between our data stores, difference with field types, difference with how we've got data structures set up, but also the amount of duplication and the error rate within our data. How have you set out to resolve all of that?
With Data Fabric on the Appian side, the first thing is to make that connection to the other system. As we ingest that or connect to these other systems, we add a metadata layer on that data. And that's the first step into putting a business label on it, something that can be better understood then as to the purpose of that data. As you're doing that, also giving the tools to clean up or clarify which data to use, not the duplicated one, perhaps what is the source of truth, or even massage that data.
Identifying that source of truth is not easy. If we go back 40 years, we had a fairly clear hierarchical idea of what was our system of record. We could therefore, from that, work out what our derived systems were. Today, we put data into so many different sources and then try and create that system of record. It's not easy for a lot of organizations. How much time is spent by yourselves when you first engage with customers into helping them understand the sprawl of data and to help them understand what is a primary source and what is derived data?
Because our Data Fabric, we first of all say you leave your data where it is in that source system. There's usually a primary source for your HR data, for your sales or opportunities data, customer data or support system. We understand which one is the primary source. But each one perhaps has copies, and this is where you're talking about the data duplication. If they could have that Data Fabric, they would go straight to that source of truth, but they have references. What we do is we see all of these various systems that exist and the duplication. Instead, we see that really there are different perspectives on the data. If you have an employee who is in one HR system and they're primarily known as the employee, but in the support system, they are the support engineer that is responsible for a certain category of work. They're not duplication, as it is an extension of that data or more perspectives or attributes to that data. What we do on the Data Fabric side is, because we allow you to connect to each of these sources, we allow you to relate them such that now we can have the one-to-one relationship to bring all of the full concept and knowledge around the employee together into this one comprehensive view. Removing duplication where duplication exists, which is, well, what's the name? What's the last name? What's the contact information? What about that employee should remain with HR? So we ignore the things that got migrated to these other systems. That's how we almost, as part of bringing the data into the data fabric, it ends up serving as a cleaning up of the data while keeping what's specific to each side.
One of the things you do, as you said, is you add metadata to it. Now, I've played with data for several decades. I always cringe about is when people wanted another layer of data on top, and metadata is a good example of that. That just screams work, complexity, something else I've got to keep updated. How do you engage customers into building that metadata layer? Because early on, it must look really daunting when you show them all the data sources they've got and then how they have to populate the metadata to understand what's going on.
Absolutely. And then they discover what metadata is there. To be fair, the metadata that's meaningful is actually meaningful for the current moment, for what you understand your process and your data to be. For us, it's a conversation around what is that you need or what that system needs. Then you create that metadata, therefore putting in the correct labeling even on each field and the description for what each of it means. But even more importantly is how easy do we make it to change? Perhaps this is where nightmares start surfacing. It's, oh, well, you got to get this right. You really have to get this metadata right, otherwise, doom, catastrophe in the future. This is where I think we are really proud of how we've architected it, where there's that underlying data, but then how you call it, how you refer to it, it's actually through, not based on the metadata necessarily, because for us, then we leave that metadata layer as only how to understand the data, but underlying to it, not everything is related. In short, we understand direct references to the data. That's why we're able to then evolve as your metadata and your data has to change. We change very quickly. It's not this major effort. You're not building intact debt as you're defining your current metadata.
One of the reasons that we end up with a lot of duplicated data is for analytics and other purposes. One of the challenges with that is it can impact our security of data. We're taking a copy, we're giving it to a different group of people who wouldn't necessarily have access to the source data. Now we're opening that data up for them to use. One of the claims and positions you have around Data Fabric is it increases security. How are you doing that? Are customers, through the metadata, discovering data they didn't know was sitting in the organization, discovering copies they didn't know? And how does that enable them to take security controls on the source data and make sure that is consistently applied to all instances of that data?
I'm so glad you asked. This is why we're so excited about Process HQ, this new environment where the business user can interact with that data. That's why we start with the data fabric. We start with what that brings. The problem with having all this duplication of the data across systems in the first place, before we even get started, is that they each have to decide and implement their security, and it's not applied consistently. Once you bring all of this data and now create that one data model in Data Fabric in Appian, we make it really easy to set up this access control, this row-level, record-level data security, and the attributes. You use attributes, you pin from each of these systems. Now we have that virtual data layer. We can put record-level security controls on data or on filters that's coming from multiple different systems, which nobody could do. You can only do this if you have that network. Once we have that, then we say, okay, this builds for great applications, process automations that the core engineering team, development team is building. Okay, great. They get the benefit from that security. That's why we say it's a governed data model. But what we wanted to do is we have that security layer at the data level now, which means we can leverage that and provide direct to the business user an ability to derive analytics and insights direct from that data because it is secured. It is all coming from that same governance layer that was already established. That's why we feel confident in showing that data to the user, because you're not taking it and, again, duplicating to a different system. It is all one unified platform on Appian. This is where we say, today, what are people doing? Well, they are extracting data. When we talk about data pipelines, business users need to understand and know about data pipelines and extracting data out of the system. For us, that's the first part. Don't extract the data out of the system. Let's bring you to the right system that has the controls in place. And that's what Process HQ is about.
How do you do that while satisfying what the business wants versus what IT wants? IT likes a nice controlled environment where the security team can come in, work with data teams, make nice, secure, clean data, and limit access. Business users, by and large, don't care. They just want access to data, and they want it now. We've always had a fight between what the business wants and what IT thinks the business should have. How has Data Fabric democratized that access to data without sacrificing security like so many other systems do?
This tension is something that we want to embrace and break down some of the barriers that are happening there. For instance, why was that tension even there? There are two parts. In the past, I know we're talking about data security, but it actually starts even before that. It starts with schema design, data modeling design. Why was that hard? Well, you needed to decide how you were going to use that data and then model based on your requirements. Guess what? Your requirements are going to change as soon as you finish building that data model. So for us, making sure that the data fabric can adapt as quickly as your data model changes was essential. That's the beginning part, because that means that the IT team or the data team did not have to a priori understand and get all the requirements from the business. They defined the data as needed, and they didn't need to know what kind of reporting or what kind of thing did the business user need. And they set it up there. And that's why we are really excited about Data Fabric, and what our customers are also seeing is that we can both have what the IT team needs and what the users need. I don't know what kind of reports I'm going to want. Can you bring in a back-end tool that is able to support my needs, because I'm going to figure it out as I use it? Suddenly now we have worked within and designed around that tension to say you don't need to know ahead of time what reporting you need, who needs to be able to see it. That's how we democratize. It is that data fabric layer. It is about making sure the data stays where they are in their source. And we provide this auto syncing. We keep that data alive, and the data fabric and security is there.
When I started working with data and process was something carved in stone. It was determined, we would follow it, and then things had to adapt to the process. We now live in a world where we write software and components faster than we can even begin to define process. And actually, we're deriving process from our code and the questions that we're asking of our data. How much does that impact with Process HQ, the way that you design it, the way you open it up, the way you make it business-driven, not IT and technology-driven?
I would reframe it as in we meet the needs of the business and IT together. IT needs to safeguard that data and the process. They have a huge responsibility, and it's something that we treat very respectfully. They need compliance, governance. They're responsible for these systems, while the business also needs access to data. They need that flexibility and that agility to move the business forward. How we bring it together, then, to your point, is so process could be ultra-structured, and that's where it gets to the challenges with process of the past. But this is also where process insights, and where we took the next level, we took process mining, and we improved dramatically on process mining to bring what we have in Process HQ. So what is that? Well, in reality, no matter how structured we think the process is or should be designed, it's a lot of it happens in ad hoc, unstructured manner. We combine that knowledge. There's steps that you need to take in the process, and there are the steps that you took outside of the quote-unquote structured process, and now we have one log. We talk about the event log, and that's a process mining term. For us, we just simplified it saying, okay, we're tracking all of the steps that happen, whether in the process or slightly unstructured, but now we have visibility between the two. We surface that in Process HQ, and we help the business user analyze what happened to the process. Now you see what's supposed to happen happening. Where are we deviating? Perhaps that is to be designed into the process, because that's where agility comes in. So we're bringing that insight. That's where the process insights come into play, being leveraged from the foundation of data.
Business process reengineering, process mining, these are terms that 20, 30 years ago belonged solely in the IT team and belonged to business analysts and a few data specialists. Today, we expect everybody in the business to be able to use processes to find new things and create new processes from existing processes. How complex has that journey been in designing software to expose all of that?
Let me share where Process HQ has the dramatic enablers to this journey to democratizing who has access to understand the process. Some of your initial roadblock in even being able to mine any sort of process is getting access to data, to the right data. That's the first thing. That's where you spend weeks or months asking each source system owner, process owner, to get access to the process in the first place, to the data. That takes time, and everybody, when we're talking about getting access, that's extracting data, which is another no-no, because that's where IT is going to come in. It's like, wait, hold on a second, you're extracting data? No. So that was the first problem, and that's where Data Fabric comes back again to the picture, because with Data Fabric, we have that connection to these other systems. We've overcome this burden. This is a safe way to access that data. The second piece is that while you have access to what happened to the process, what about the attributes, the metadata around these events? So I sent work back to my coworker, my colleague, but the metadata about who's the colleague, which department are they on, which role were they serving, that's a point in time. And that's where we get that web again. So this reference was the next step. When we got into process mining, we realized that, wow, there was so much time being spent just gathering that data, and it's not just the event log, it's all the attributes to support that event log. But guess what? We have knowledge of that relationship because we created the data fabric. That's how it all comes together into Process HQ. Now for process mining, when we eliminate this arduous months and months of time collecting that data, now you start from a point of, okay, how do I understand the data now? We have it. We can bring in more people because it's secured and in the same platform.
I mentioned at the beginning here at Appian World, you've dropped a new version of Process HQ and some updates to Data Fabric. Do you want to give us the high-level view of those and what they're going to deliver for customers?
For Data Fabric, we continue that leap. We have a huge advantage with that. We have such tremendous anecdotes, testimony from all of our customers, our partners, of how much of a game changer it's been for them. For us, that's continuing to make sure we get more value. Our customers get more value from Data Fabric. You spend a little effort, as little as possible, and you maximize the value. The biggest thing that we're coming out with is what we call Data Fabric Exploration, Data Fabric Insight, which is surfaced in Process HQ. That's the self-service reporting, self-service dashboard creation for the business. They can get that immediately because they've already done the work. They, being our customers, get that immediately because they've already done the work of using the Data Fabric. As soon as you can upgrade or you get that version, which is coming out soon, talk about business value. They will have insight immediately into their process at their fingertips without having for IT add something to their backlog. That's a big piece. We're really excited about that. What we're doing with Data Fabric is to continue to make it much easier to use, to get more value out of it. We added ad hoc collaboration. We're going to add more things to Data Fabric. And that's really exciting for us. And then on Process HQ is bringing to life that vision that we have. Now we have all of that insight that's there. How fast can we get the business user to see the impact of their process, their operations, and the improvements that they are making, their returns on the investment, on how their processes are evolving as they make changes now to their processes? What are those dramatic improvements on their side, so value to the user?
I know you've got to run to another meeting, so Annalise, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ian. This was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.